children of the night. What music they make. Learn well the old tales, for they bear the stuff of truth. Look to the ones who shun the day. Avoid those with the burning eyes and the thirst that will not be slaked. Flee from those who run with the creatures of the forests and fly with the beasts of the air. Know them for what they are, the walkers through eternity. The Nosferatu, the undead, the vampires.
The Sussex Vampire by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicin as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Michael Troughton as Robert Ferguson and Alexandra Bastido as Elisabetta Ferguson. The Sussex Vampire.
Listen to this.
Sir, one of our clients has made inquiries of us concerning vampires.
Vampires?
Vampires.
Good Lord.
May I see?
Wait.
Best's yet to come. As our firm specialises entirely in the assessment of machinery...
What?
The matter hardly comes within our purview. And we've therefore recommended the gentleman to lay the matter before you.
Who are these people?
Messrs. Morrison, Morrison and Dodd.
Whoa there! There it is, your new home, my dear. What do you think?
It is so big.
Well, I'm an important man in the village. I have to have a house that suits. Now, come on, what do you really think?
I hope it has lots of fireplaces.
Dozens.
Then I love it.
Go on then, get up there.
Vampires. Why on earth did these people recommend you?
Ah, I solved a little problem for them once, the Matilda Briggs case.
I've never heard of it.
I never mentioned it.
Why not?
Well, I don't like raising your hopes for nothing. There's no story to be wrung from that one, Doctor, even by a man of your romantic imaginings.
I think you should let me be the judge of that. Who was this Matilda Briggs?
No one.
What?
She was a ship.
A maritime story. That's always a good
story. You see, you're already writing it.
Don't exaggerate. What was so special about this ship?
It was associated with the giant rat of Sumatra.
My God, Holmes! And you say there's no story in it?
If there is...
A giant rat of Sumatra. Well, of course there
is. It's a story that can't be told. Not yet.
Oh, Holmes!
The world is not yet prepared.
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome home, Mr. Ferguson.
Thank you, Mrs. Mason. Oh, it's good to be back, winter wind and all.
Oh, I wish it could have been better weather for you, ma'am. Thank you.
Mrs. Mason, my dear.
Mrs. Mason, you are the housekeeper, yes?
A bit of everything, that's me. Housekeeper, nurse.
Nurse?
Daddy! Daddy!
Jackie!
Oh. I missed you so much.
Oh, well, I missed you too, old chap.
I don't want you ever to go away again.
Well, we'll have to see what can be done about that, won't we?
I've got so much to tell you. I've been saving it all up. And you should see the fish I've caught. It's the biggest one ever.
Hello, Jack.
Jackie, where are your manners?
Hello.
Your father has told me a great deal about you. He said you were a fine gentleman. I see he was right. Would you help me down, please?
It's my fault. He's waiting to be properly introduced, aren't you, old chap? It is better. It's my pleasure to introduce my son and heir, Jonathan Robert. Jack, make your bow to Elizabetta Morgana Ferguson, your new mother.
Now, assuming that that was the only contact you ever had with this firm, and on the strength of it, they immediately thought of you to handle this vampire inquiry, then the Matilda Briggs case must have been, well, strange at the very least. Surely you could tell.
What do we know about vampires? Do they come within our purview?
We've had our share of brushes with the supernatural.
Every single one of which has turned out to be decidedly down to earth.
Which doesn't mean that the whole subject can just be explained away.
Vampires. We've sunk to the level of a Grimm's fairy tale.
Ah, here we are. Peru. Yes, and there, you see?
Show me.
There, by the foot of the mountains. That is the village where I was born.
Coropuna.
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 Very good.
What's it like?
In some ways, it is like your village here. A long way from anywhere. Everybody knows everybody else. It was hard to have secrets while I was growing up.
Did you manage it?
Oh, yes.
I know all about Peru.
You do?
Ever since I knew Daddy was going there, I've been finding out things about it. I always find out about the places he goes. Then I can imagine I'm there with him.
He brought back a lot of things for you. Wonderful things. Some of them are very old.
What sort of things?
Masks and musical instruments and weapons and all sorts of things.
He always does that, whenever he goes away. I wish I could go with him.
One day you will take over your father's business. Then you can travel all over the world like he does.
And I'll take him with me. We'll explore together.
Yes, of course you shall. I'm glad you are interested in my country. I could tell you some of our legends. You would like that, wouldn't you?
Are they scary?
Some of them.
I don't like scary stories.
Walking corpses! Stakes for the heart! Rubbish, Watson! Rubbish! It's pure lunacy!
Ah, but the vampire wasn't necessarily dead.
Oh, I didn't know I was in the presence of an expert. Your medical experience has been much more wide-ranging than I realized.
You're not the only one who's well-read. In some countries, it's said that the old drink the blood of their children to keep them young. And that's not all.
Legends. Perhaps not.
Then give me evidence. Give me facts.
I can't do that.
Yeah. I've seen things in the Far East I couldn't explain by any natural laws, haven't you? What about when you were in Tibet,
The world is big enough for us. No ghosts need apply.
What shall we do while we are waiting for your father? Shall I tell you some more about Peru?
No, thank you.
Very well. I know. I will tell your fortune. How would that be?
Can you really do that? Like a gypsy?
Yes, I can.
Are you a gypsy?
No, I am not a gypsy. Now, hold out your hand.
Like this?
No, the other way up. That's it. Now you must make a fist, close your eyes, then open your hand out flat. Go on.
All right.
Good.
Can I open my eyes now?
Yes, of course. Now, Jack, whatever is the matter?
Your hand's so cold, like ice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, I will warm it up. There, that ought to be better. Shall we try again?
All right.
Hold out your hand, then. Better?
Yes.
Good. Now.
Oh, what can you see?
I can see when you were a little boy.
How?
In my mind. You were a fine boy, very strong.
Yes.
I see horses. You loved horses, one especially.
Lightning.
Lightning. I see you riding, galloping faster and faster. Oh!
My accident.
Yes. So much blood.
I suppose Daddy told you.
Told her what? Well, old chap, told her what?
Elizabeth has been doing tricks.
Ah, what sort of tricks?
Nothing, a game, that's all.
Well, I'm glad to see you two getting along. I'm sorry I couldn't join you. There was a mountain of work to deal with.
Of course.
Right, time you were in bed, old chap.
No.
Now, come on. Don't make a scene in front of Elizabeth. Do as you're told.
Of course. Good night, Elizabeth.
Jack, why don't you call me Mama?
Because that's not who you are.
No, I suppose not. Good night, Jack. Sleep well.
Good night. Good night, Daddy. I'm so glad you're home.
Ah, so am I, Jackie. So am I. Now, come on. Enough of that. Off you go now.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
Happy dreams.
Thank you. Elizabeth?
Yes, Jack?
You didn't tell me my future. Good night.
What do you think of him?
I hardly know him yet.
Oh, come on.
Will his leg ever get better?
Oh, we've had the best doctors from London. There may be some improvement, but he'll always have a limp.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, he doesn't let it dampen his spirits. Ah, what was all that about tricks and futures?
I was reading his hand, telling his fortune.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, there are many things you don't know about me, Robert Ferguson. Many secrets.
The girl bent over me, fairly gloating. As she arched her neck, she licked her lips like an animal, till I could see the moisture shining on the scarlet lips and on the red tongue as it lapped the white teeth. Lower and lower went her head as her mouth seemed about to fasten on my throat. I could feel two hard, sharp dents.
Ah, what do you think?
I think I'll never again accuse you of penning lurid romanticism. What is that?
It was published a couple of months ago. Dracula.
Hmm?
Bram Stoker.
Irving's manager?
Yes. They say that Sir Henry was the model for the central character.
Hmm? And who was the inspiration for the young lady, pray?
Apparently Stoker did a good deal of research into the old legends and folk stories. I thought it might be useful.
Let's wait until we have the facts of the case, shall we, Doctor?
You're the one who's always saying that a detective needs imagination.
Imagination's one thing. Mental instability is quite another. Vampires. I'm afraid we can't take him very seriously, Mr. Robert Ferguson.
Robert Ferguson.
Is there something wrong with my diction?
Does it say anything else about him?
Of Lamberley Village in Sussex.
Good Lord. Big Bob Ferguson. I know him, Holmes.
Watson, I'm not in the least surprised.
No. What's the matter?
My neck. Ticklish. Stop it.
It's a very nice neck. So smooth. Oh,
someone might have come in.
Would it have mattered?
Of course it would.
Give me your hand.
Why? What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to tell your fortune.
Well, like a gypsy.
That's what Jack said. Make a fist.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. Then open your hand again.
Whatever you say, Mom. There.
Good.
Oh, why didn't you say you were cold? I'll have the fire stoked up.
Shh. I see your future. I see your fate.
Do you indeed? And what's in store? Am I going to be rich and lead a life of leisure?
You are already rich.
Ah, but will I be richer? By the time young Jackie joins me in the business, I want to be a millionaire at the very least. Ferguson and Son. Sounds good, doesn't it?
I know something that sounds better.
What?
How about Ferguson and Sons?
Oh, are you saying... Oh, you don't mean...
Yes, I do. Congratulations,
oh,
Robert.
Oh, my dear. Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Let me tell you this. It is out of the lore and experience of the ancients and those who have studied the ways of the vampires. When they become such, there comes with a change, the curse of immortality. They cannot die, but must go on, age after age, adding new victims. So multiply the evils of the world.
Oh, oh, you little darling. There, now.
Give him to me.
Oh, here he is, my dear.
That's the way. Duerme bien, mi niño lindo. Duerme bien. Y que despiertas a salvo.
If I might say so, ma'am.
Yes, Mrs. Mason.
It's just... Well, I wanted to say that I've not seen Mr. Ferguson this happy. Not for a very long time. I wanted you to know that.
Oh, thank you. That is good. That is very good. Thank you. Oh, hush now. Hush. Anda a dormir, mi pequeño. Todo está bien. Todo está bien.
Ah, no! No!
Bestia! Satan!
Help me! Devil! Devil!
Please! Go! Get out of my sight! Go!
All the noise about then. What the hell is going on here?
Anything interesting?
Postmark Lamberley Village. Your friend, Big Bob.
Oh, at last. What does he say? Well, is it a fairy tale?
Here.
Now, I want an explanation.
I hate him. I hate the boy.
What?
Lo odio. No quiero verlo más. Nunca.
Speak English, damn you! Now, tell me. Why were you beating my son?
Because I hate him.
Oh, try to keep still, Jack.
It hurts.
Then let me make it better. Oh, yes, I know, Lamb, it hurts.
Daddy!
All right, Jack. Stay in the chair. Mrs. Mason, have you finished?
No, sir, not yet.
Carry on, then, please.
Sir?
Now, Jackie, listen to me. Are you listening?
Yes.
Good. Now... I want you to tell me why Elisabetta was hitting you. What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
Then why was she hitting you?
I don't know. There was no reason at all. She just went mad.
And you don't know why?
No. Perhaps it's because she's a gypsy.
She's not a gypsy, Jackie. You mustn't say that she is.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Yes, I can see that you are. Good. Mrs. Mason.
Sir?
It seems to me that there's been a change in my wife these last few days. Have you noticed it?
No, sir. I can't say that I have.
Well, I want you to watch her. If you see her do anything at all out of the ordinary, I want to know about it. Do I make myself clear?
Completely clear, sir.
And at once? Do you... Is that a bruise on your forehead?
Oh, it's just a small knock, sir. Nothing at all.
And how did you get it?
The baby, sir. Little Edward. He caught me as I picked him up.
I wouldn't have thought he had the strength.
Oh, yes, sir.
Very well. You remember what I said?
Of
course, sir. Of course.
A change in personality isn't uncommon after the birth of a child.
Yes, I am aware of that.
This does sound fairly extreme, hitting the boy.
Yeah, read on, Doctor. It gets a deal more extreme.
Did you tell him? Not a word.
Swear to me.
I swear it.
And you'll say nothing in the future? Well?
I'll say nothing.
Must keep your word. Here is more money.
Oh, Mrs. Ferguson.
Put it away, you fool. No one must see.
Good. Very good. Now, you will do as I say. There now. There. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows the cradle. Good little lamb. That's the way. Good. Pretty dreams. When the bough breaks.
Where is my baby? What have you done with him?
Easy, Edward, easy. I've done nothing with him. He's here, safe and sound.
Let me see.
Best not disturb him. I'll put him in his crib where nothing can get at him. There's no need for you to worry. I'll stay here with him. I'll make sure he's safe.
You're quite sure of this, Mrs. Mason?
I wouldn't have come to you if I wasn't, sir.
No, of course you wouldn't. I thought you'd been looking under the weather lately, but I never realised...
It's the strain. I can't turn my back for a moment, sir. I daren't. The Lord alone knows what she might do to the poor mite.
I knew that bruise on your face wasn't the baby's doing.
No, sir.
Oh, I wish you'd come to me before now.
Yes, sir. So do I. Ashamed of myself, I am. Taking money like that.
Oh, well, that's all behind us now. I must decide what to do about it. You say little Edward's locked in the nursery?
It was the only way I could be sure, sir.
Yes, of course. I just don't understand it. What can be possessing her? My God!
The nursery door!
I thought you said you locked it.
I did lock it.
Daddy!
Look after him.
Jack.
Elisabetta? Elisabetta!
Keep her back. Keep her back. He's mine. The baby is mine.
There was blood everywhere. Dripping from her mouth, all over the baby's head, everywhere.
Fascinating.
An examination of the child's neck revealed two unmistakable puncture marks. Beyond all question, she had been drinking the baby's blood.
Now, how well do you know this man?
I haven't seen him for years. He played rugby for Richmond when I went out for Blackheath.
Describe him.
He was always a good-natured chap, sensible, level-headed, decent enough mind.
Ha!
Holmes, please.
Carry on. Characteristics, foibles, enthusiasm.
That's easy. He was a collector. No, that's not strong enough. A hoarder.
Yes, of what, pray?
Curios, antique knick-knacks from around the world. Blowpipes from the Andaman Islands. Vatican cameos. Persian slippers. That sort of thing.
Yes. Well, at least I've never accumulated a South American wife. I'll take a wire down, like a good fellow.
Yes, you are. Go on.
I will examine your case with pleasure. Call 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So, you don't think it's a fairy tale?
Well, we'll see.
Yes, Mrs. Hudson can send that to the post office, and we can let the matter rest till tomorrow morning.
Poor old Bob. What on earth can it all mean?
Well, speculation's useless without more facts. Leave it till tomorrow.
Holmes, he is my friend.
There is one thing you can do.
Yes, what's that?
Lend me that book of yours.
At that moment, a ray of moonlight fell between the driving clouds and showed in startling prominence a dark-haired woman dressed in the vestments of the grave. We could not see her face, for it was bent down over a fair-haired child in her arms. My heart grew cold as ice. It was Lucy. Lucy, but yet how changed. The sweetness was turned to cruelty, and the purity to wantonness. Her lips were crimson with fresh blood. Rubbish. Rubbish.
Hello, John. You don't look quite the man you did when I threw you over the ropes at the old deer park.
Ah, a long time ago, Bob.
Yes, I expect I've changed a bit, too.
Oh, I don't know.
It's business that's aged me. Mr. Holmes, what can I do? I'm at my wit's end.
Very naturally, Mr. Ferguson.
I mean, has she gone mad? Is it some disease? Have you ever met anything similar? My solicitor says you're the best there is. Why, heaven alone knows what they thought of my wire. Probably convinced I'm mad myself. Oh, for God's sake, give me your advice.
My advice is that you should sit down, pull yourself together, and give me a few clear answers.
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize, old man.
And no need to despair. I assure you that I am very far from being at my wit's end.
Well, I'm very thankful to hear it.
Yes, I'm confident we'll find a solution. Now, tell us what steps you've taken. Is your wife still near the children?
No. No, she is not.
You monster! You vile! What sort of creature are you, eh? I ought to... Get in there!
Oh, my God! No, you mustn't! No!
It's a guest bedroom. She's got everything she needs.
What about food?
We've given her food 3 times. I stood guard while Mrs. Mason pushed in a tray.
Ah, yes, your housekeeper. No doubt a trustworthy and loyal employee.
I'd stake my life on it. What are you implying?
Oh, nothing. How much has your wife eaten, Bob, do you know?
Not a mouthful.
Did you try talking to her once everything had calmed down?
Well, she won't talk, other than begging me to let her out.
Are there any other exits from the room?
No.
Windows?
Just one.
Yes, describe the wall outside.
Bare brick, not climbable.
So, the baby's not in any danger?
No, and in any case, Mrs. Mason swears that she won't leave him for a moment.
And your other son, Jack?
Poor little Jackie. Yes, I'm every bit as worried about him.
How badly was he attacked?
Savagely.
Any, bites?
No. She used a stick the first time and her bare hands the second. A cripple, for God's sake!
Mr. Ferguson, I must ask you a question that you may think unduly personal.
Ask me anything you like, if it'll clear this business up.
Before this change in your wife's character, how were relations between you?
She's a very loving woman, Mr. Holmes. If ever a woman loved a man, then she loved me. And it's the damnedest thing, but... Well, I could swear that she still does.
Bob?
Yes, I know it sounds ridiculous, but... After the attack, when she wouldn't speak, I don't know, it was just something in her eyes. As if she was cut to the heart by what she'd done to me. Sorry, I'm being stupid.
If ever a woman loved a man, then she loved you. What about your feelings towards her?
She's very beautiful. But, well, there's always been something alien about her. Oh, I loved her once, but it's cooled.
Oh. How long had you known her before you got married?
Well, it was a matter of months. Not even that. Weeks, really. Oh, I wish to God I'd never seen her.
Well, I fancy it will be more use in Lamberley than here. Get your coat, Watson.
As I leaned from the window, my eye was caught by something moving below me. I saw the Count slowly emerge from the window and begin to crawl down the castle wall, face down over that dreadful abyss, with his cloak spread out behind him like great wings. What manner of man is this? Or what manner of creature in the semblance of a man?
Jackie.
Oh, so glad to see you.
All right, old chap. Look, here are my friends, Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Hello, Jack. Ah, fond of fishing, I see.
Are you Sherlock Holmes, the detective?
Yes, I am. How's your dog? A spaniel makes a good pet.
I've heard of you, sir. And you.
Jack, where are your manners? We've heard a good bit about you, too.
Are you here to find out what's wrong with Elizabeth? She keeps hitting me. How did you know about Carlo, Mr. Holmes?
That's enough, Jack. In you go. Where's Mrs. Mason?
Don't know.
Damaged spine?
From a fall. But he doesn't let it dampen his spirits.
I think we should make the acquaintance of the baby now.
Mrs. Mason will be down in a minute.
Hello, old chap.
Carlo the Spaniel, I presume.
You've been in the wars, haven't you?
What's the matter with him?
Something wrong with his back legs. Has a vet seen him, Bob?
Yes, of course. Spinal meningitis. It's passing.
You'll be as right as rain soon. Won't you, old chap?
Did it come on suddenly?
In a single night.
How long ago?
Well, not that long, maybe 4 months.
Remarkable.
Is it important?
Yes,
it confirms a theory.
Oh, for God's sake, what theory? I mean, it may be some sort of intellectual puzzle to you, but it's life and death to me. Oh, where is that woman?
A fine collection of curios, Mr. Ferguson.
Holmes, for pity's sake.
Where the devil have you been, woman? Where's the baby? I thought you weren't letting him out of your sight.
Mr. Ferguson.
What?
Sir, I'm sorry.
What's happened? Get out of my way! Gone. He's not here.
Easy, man. There may be a perfectly simple explanation.
Mrs. Mason, get up here.
Oh, damn, damn.
Here, let me.
Yes, please.
It's not possible.
Good God.
Elizabetta, where are you hiding?
Through a locked door.
Elizabetta! Come out, damn you! Where's my son?
Save your breath, Mr. Ferguson.
Wait!
Nothing.
Holmes, is it really possible? It's some kind of witchcraft. First the blood and now this. Heaven protect
us! That's enough! Be quiet! Calm down and use your brains, both of you. Nothing's happened here that doesn't have a logical or rational explanation.
What are you talking about, man? I locked that door myself!
Mrs. Mason, kindly stop loitering in the corridor and favour us with your presence.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Now, tell us exactly where you've taken them.
Look, I don't understand this at all. What's going on here?
I'm sure we'll all find out very soon.
Holmes, tell me this. Is the baby...
Is he still alive?
Alive and perfectly safe.
Oh, thank the Lord.
In there, sir.
Ah, these old outbuildings haven't been used for years. I don't think anyone comes here anymore.
Exactly. Is it locked, Mrs. Mason?
From the inside, sir. Sir, how did you know?
That's not important. Mrs. Ferguson, listen to me.
She won't talk, I've told you.
I fancy she will.
Elizabeth, open this door, do you hear me?
Watson, calm down, Bob. Leave this to her.
She is my wife, damn it.
And you're not helping a man now. Take it easy.
Mrs. Ferguson, I know you can hear me. Open the door.
No, my husband is there.
What does she mean? I mean, does she think I'm going to harm the baby?
Yes, he's here.
Then I will not come out.
Holmes, I've had enough of this. If you know what's happening here, then do something and quickly, or I'll sort matters out for myself.
Now, Mrs. Ferguson, open the door. I give you my word, there's no danger. Trust me. No hay peligro. Confía en mí. Por favor.
Elizabeth.
Give me the babe, ma'am.
Duerme, mi pequeño. Todo está bien. Here.
Is he all right? Is he hurt?
No. Look, sir, he's not hurt.
Elisabetta, what's the meaning of this? Tell me!
Ah, for God's sake, Bob! Can't you see the state she's in?
Madam, let me help you back to the house.
No! No!
All right, whatever you say. But you must sit down. Holmes, that crate. Thank you. Now, there you are.
Thank you.
Will somebody please tell me what all this is about, Holmes?
Ferguson, your wife is a very good, a very loving, and a very ill-used woman.
Prove that to me, and I'm your debtor forever.
From the first, I decided that the idea of a vampire was absurd. Such things don't happen in England.
But I saw what she was doing.
You saw with your imagination, not with your brain.
She was sucking the open wound.
Yes, but she wasn't drinking the blood.
Poison.
Exactly. Poison. Now, this is a South American household. I knew before I walked in the door it'd be full of all manner of native curios. Did you empty your interesting old bottles before you put them on display, Ferguson? Did you check all the arrow tips?
God in heaven.
If the child had been pricked with curare or some other devilish drug, it would have meant instant death.
Unless the venom was sucked out.
But who? Holmes, what are you saying?
No! No! Keep away! Give me the baby! Keep away!
So this is where you all are. What's happening?
Here, drink this.
Thank you.
He's in bed. Mrs. Mason's watching him.
My Jackie.
You have to face it.
But why?
He did it out of love for you. And perhaps for his dead mother. A distorted, maniacal, exaggerated love. He was prepared to do anything to have you back all to himself again.
It's incredible.
It's true.
Look at this. A bird bow and an empty quiver.
It was full when I brought it back. I never noticed.
That first time, I saw him standing over the baby with an arrow in his hand and a look in his eyes.
But you managed to stop him harming the child.
Almost. He barely scratched the skin.
And Mrs. Mason came in as you were tending the wound.
I persuaded her not to tell you, Bob.
You bribed her, you mean? She told me.
What of the second attack?
I saw that the nursery door was open, but I was too late to stop him.
But after the first time, why didn't you tell me?
You're a Jackie. How could I tell you?
Well, how could you just stay silent?
I didn't know what to do.
Easy, Mrs. Ferguson, please.
When you locked me away, when you left the two of them out in the house together, oh, I thought I would go mad.
You told Mrs. Mason the full story.
Yes, and she stayed with Edward. But the boy was cunning. She was afraid. She didn't want to disobey you, Bob, but she had to.
She had a duplicate key.
See, she hid us away. Then you came home so early.
And the good lady was thrown into panic.
Oh, my dear. Can you ever forgive me?
That's not important.
What?
What matters is what we do now. With the boy. What will you do with your son, Bob?
I think a year at sea would be my prescription for dear little Master Jackie.
You really think that would do any good?
He practiced on the Spaniel, of course. Had to make sure of a lethal dose.
What sort of twisted mind is that?
Twisted is the very word. You saw the baby. Splendid child, full of health and beauty. A constant reminder of his own weakness.
Yes, but to try to kill him...
It's entirely possible the stepmother would have been next.
You know, I sometimes wish I didn't move in these circles. What would my life have been like, do you suppose, if I hadn't met you?
You're the writer, Watson. Exercise your imagination.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
No, I didn't think it would.
Holmes?
My dear fellow.
About this giant rat.
The Sussex Vampire, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Michael Troughton as Robert Ferguson and Alexandra Bastido as Elizabetta Ferguson. Jackie Ferguson was played by Sam Crane and Mrs. Mason by Tina Gray. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Sussex Vampire was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.